Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, honey. It is Whiskey Wednesday on Humpback Wednesday, dang honey. So get your whiskey prepared for tonight. Got some special promotion going on. Still got promotion for Grace Davies. Yes, indeed. Her music video dropped on today over on YouTube, honey. The official video for Grace Davies and her song, Roots. You know, I've been talking about it all week and last week as well. So I want y'all to check out her music video. It is on YouTube. And listen, guys, I'm going to be back later on today. Yes, yes, yes. Spending some more music for Grace Davies. All right, now it's Whiskey Wednesday Humpback Day. Yeah, it's October the 13th, 2021. It is 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And, you know, I must push it up to the ATL, to my home team. And I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. Yes, indeed, they are very thirsty, and they work very, very hard. On today, I do have a special guest that's joining me on today, Miss Nicole Cater, C-A-T-E-R. She is the founder of Inc. Management Group, and she's going to be talking with me a little bit later on today. And I do have some special music that I want to get going for you on today. This is... Best Dad ever. Take a listen to this. Give you a little taste. Then I'm going to come back with Bitcoin Billionaire by none other David Langoria. Check this out. This is Best Dad. A little taste for you.
Firstborn, I have my son who I adore. Wanna see him in the pen and feed his innocence and core. Keep his limp body pure as light, but what he says out of my sight. He always have the strength to fight, protect his honor and his might. It's like he's growing up overnight. I pray I see him in the right, know that he'll always be alright. An angel watching through the night, want you to know that I'm here to help you wash away the fear. When things look blurry, I don't care. I'm always here to lend a ear. When you look up and in the mirror, you see greatness and I cheer. For I'm grateful for your presence. I will always keep you near. To be your father, I am lucky. But where the eyes, you made it here. And through your mind began a family. And in this life, you'll persevere. Dream big, because the sky can't even limit. Don't ever overlook your spirit. Yet your soul, you've got to feed it. And through your conscience, you will hear it. Things that are unfit for your living. God's commandment.
All right, that's a little taste of Best Dad. That is from Mr. Propane. Have a lot of information, a lot of good stuff to cover on today. And just to give you a little backstory and bio on Miss Nicole Cater, she's the founder and director of operations for Inc. Management Group, PLLC. She's the co-founder of Hat Trick Recordings and managing member of Holy Smells, LLC. She's also president of Inspire and Ignited. Yes, originally from Southern California, Nicole is known for her ability to catapult businesses, development, and economic growth for small business entrepreneurs. She's an executive leader and subject matter expert with over a decade of experience in real estate sector of corporate America. Nicole served in property acquisitions and management. She's a contractor of compliance as well as laboring many years on nonprofit service as a 501c3 business administrator, board member, and volunteer coordinator. I tell you, she comes prepared with a lot of experience. Also, Nicole loves what she does and refers it to as a God-given privilege to serve others in the business world. So she's considered as her God-given privilege to serve in God-given privilege. Now listen, she is purpose-driven to provide an array of assistance to small business owners. So once again, the name of the business is Inc. Management Group. She's the founder. Nicole Cater is the founder of Inc. Management Group. Yes, she is. She comes with a lot of experience and know-how when it comes to helping small business owners. I'm going to say hello to my guest right now. Hello, Miss Nicole. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing wonderful. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. I was just giving a little information about your company and your bio, and I was sharing with the listening audience the many different hats that you wear. My goodness, you come prepared with a lot of experience, and I really do appreciate what you're doing for small business owners across the country.
Absolutely. It is my pleasure. This seems to be a mission that has really just, I feel like, fell on my plate many years ago, and it's been a blessing to carry it out and help others develop businesses, successful businesses.
Yes, absolutely. And you're also a business coach as well. Is that correct?
That is correct. So some time ago when I transitioned out of corporate America, I found myself in an interesting position. I found that we had many entrepreneurs that knew what they wanted to do, was excellent at their skill set, but struggled with the admin functions behind what it takes to run a business and operate a business, but at the same time also struggled understanding to do for their business, how to get their business to grow and how to develop their business. So interesting enough, that led to our multifaceted VA agency, in which not only do we offer, you know, VA services, helping you with social media and setting websites and email campaigns, but we also have the component of business coaching. So it works kind of great because I get the opportunity to say, hey, these are the things you need to do for your business, but guess what? You're not alone. We could step in and help you out with actually completing the work that needs to be done.
Yes, absolutely. And I truly, truly, truly understand, because it can be very difficult being a small business owner myself. It can be very difficult when it comes to time management with the postings on social media, and it kind of takes away from what you really love to do, as I do. I love to get down in the trenches with the clients and talk to them and help them to get to where they're trying to go. And so time management can be a little difficult when you're dealing with the postings with social media, although I know that you can put it on a schedule and have it to go out, but it can be a little tricky.
Right. No, it definitely takes work. I know that for sure. It's interesting because when I started, again, we're probably about a little over 10 years out now, but when I first started, I was working with a T-shirt company. And when I tell you, this guy was phenomenal at T-shirt design, I mean, one of the best that I have ran into, actually, in my time. And so he was excellent at creating T-shirts, great designs. He had orders coming in left and right. And when I first started working with him, I initially started working with him on a community development project. We were ordering T-shirts for people that were volunteering, and he never sent me an invoice. It was like 6 months later, I'm like, sir, can I get an invoice to pay you? And he was like, oh, I didn't send the invoice. Like, and I mean, we're talking about over 10 grand in T-shirts that he never invoiced for, simply because he was not properly able to manage time, manage his accounting. And so that's what really kind of triggered in me, like, entrepreneurs are great at what they do, their skill set, but sometimes they need help. And it's okay to be there to help them along the way in their success.
That is so true. That is so very true. You know, and I was just thinking when you were talking about he never sent an invoice. And it's kind of interesting. It sounds strange that you have to talk with a business owner and say, well, how much, oh, what's the invoice? I have an ongoing relationship with a small business here in Windy City, and I always send them business. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I hadn't paid them yet. And I always have to call them and say, well, hey, you know, what's the time? What owe you? Oh, and then they're like, oh, let me call you back. I'm like, call me back? You know, you never
right?
hear that. It's like, let me call you back. And so it's an ongoing, you know, situation. They are so busy with what they do because they're great at what they do. But it's like, I want to pay you, you know. And when do you hear that? You know, trying to get money to somebody? It's like, wow.
Yes, absolutely. It's so funny because I remember I was like, honey child, I am trying to pay you, sir. Like, what can we do? But you would think that because they're in business, of course, they're in business to, you know, create some form of wealth or develop, you know, financial increase. Sometimes it just really does get lost in everything that a business owner has to do. You know, I tell people all the time, when I walked away from corporate, I thought for sure, like, oh, I'm going to work less and, you know, this is going to be a breeze and I'm going to do a couple of things here and there. And the reality is I probably spend more hours working a business than I did for corporate. Of course, now I'm very privileged to have an excellent staff, and so I'm much more flexible with my time. But starting out, especially those first 5 to 7 years of business, it is the reality that you will put in more hours than what you did working for someone else, but the freedom of it is always worth it.
Absolutely. And I see that I was going over with the listening audience that you wear many different hats, the different organizations that you have. You're co-founder of Hat Trick Recordings as well, and you're a managing member of Holy Smell. So you have a lot going on. You really do.
Absolutely. Our family is full of entrepreneurship. I actually am a homeschooling mom of three. And so that is one of the components that you see with Holy Smells. It is a company that my three children are in the process of finishing their launch for 2022, which they will be focusing on whip soaps and whip butters, as well as a pet product line. So, again, just educating them, teaching them aspects of business development, and helping to create that legacy. You know, in our home, like you said, I'm grateful to have INC Management Group, but also Hatchup Recording is our sports videography and editing company. And so we do a lot of sports recording for your youth leagues, a lot for our minor professional teams throughout the DFW area. And we're able to offer sports editing for highlight reels and recruiting purposes nationwide. So we have a lot happening inside of our home and in our businesses.
Yes, that is exciting. And I do want to focus on INC Management Group, but I do want to ask you one other question before I shift back to INC Management Group. I know that you're president of Inspire and Ignited. Tell me a little bit about that business and what's the core mission of being president of Inspire and Ignited. What's the core mission of that particular business?
Absolutely. So Inspire and Ignited was really driven from a place of wanting to assist those specifically in the minority community with giving them just simple inspiration or motivation, not even if you're a business owner, but just advancing in your career, advancing in a lifestyle of a healthy state emotionally, physically, spiritually, and giving leadership tools that can be carried out through every aspect of life. And so Inspired and Ignited is a nonprofit organization. We do offer many online courses, various materials. We offer opportunities for internships for those that are looking to develop in some key core areas that are necessary throughout career advancement and business. Our main primary location that our community drives into is our Facebook community, which you can find our Facebook group, Inspired and Ignited. And there we host, again, a lot of courses and a lot of training materials, giving people the tools and resources to, you know, again, just succeed, whether it's in their career or in business.
Okay. All right. I like that. I like that. So you guys, she has a group on Facebook, and I want you to check it out. She was talking about Ignited and Inspires. I do want you to check that out if you're needing some inspiration to help you to keep going. It's a group that she has on Facebook. Once again, it's Inspire and Ignited. I want you on Facebook. I'm going to post it later on today so that you can find a particular group. Get into that group so you can be with like-minded individuals to keep you going, keep that energy going, keep that will going. You know, we got to keep that fire going on the inside so we can do what we do and do what we love. And I'm going to shift gears a little bit right now and talk about INC Management Group. You have a lot going on with that company. I'm telling you, Nicole, you are really phenomenal, phenomenal. And you guys, I'm looking at the website. It is polished, polished, polished. And guys, this is what I love to see. This is what I love to see. And I am telling you guys, if it's anyone that you want to be coached by, it is Nicole. You do want to be coached by her. If you're looking for a virtual assistant, you do want to hook up and take a look at the website, incmanagementgroup.com. You really do. I'm telling you, she has it all together. And I'm telling you, if you need someone in your court, in your corner, you want to have this young lady because she has it all together. And I always, 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 y'all know me now. You know I got to entertain when I'm doing my show. So y'all already know how it's going to flow up in here on today, okay? So listen, I'm sorry, Nicole. My audience already know, the ones that listen all the time, I love to entertain. So they get a little flavor, but I'm putting down some information as well.
Everything needs a little flavor to it, okay?
Yes, yes, indeed. But I tell you, Nicole, I love what you're doing. The website is really, really awesome. You offer so many services. I'm looking at the virtual recruiting, the human resource supportive services. I'm telling you, it is. Listen, guys. Let me do my fierce thing here. So listen, guys. Okay, for those who you missing my entertainment, let me give y'all a little entertainment. I know y'all craving for us. Let me tell y'all, Miss Nicole is a chocolate sister with everything put together. Okay, she's polished. She's very professional. She got everything you need, babies. Now listen, here come your life lesson. I give a life lesson every day. Okay, babies, listen to mama. Okay, so you need the code because she is the professional mama. She's the chocolate mama. She's going to help you, your small business owners. You need her. You need her because some of y'all falling off the wheel now. Some of y'all falling off the wheel. So I'm going to help you put the wheels on your wagon, okay? So now Nicole is the lady that you need so that your wagon can roll, babies. You want your wagon to keep rolling. So when your wheels fall off, Nicole going to be right there to help you put the wheels back on, okay? And matter of fact, we don't want no wheels falling off. Nicole is professional. She's going to help you keep the wheels on and keep the wagon rolling, babies. Okay, now y'all got y'all entertainment. Let's keep going with Nicole.
Right.
They don't need to be clowns. I had to give them a little splash of entertainment.
I'm with you. You know, the reality is that when I first started, one of the things that hit me was within the, especially the African-American minority community, Everyone wants to do a business. But the information behind what is necessary to do your business and do it right was lacking. You know, we talk about ways that the wealth keep wealth, the rich stay rich, right? We talk about how to get through some of these tax breakdowns and how to live that good life, right? That life on the high heel. A lot of it is just principles that unfortunately was not necessarily passed down through the minority cultures. And that's really what our main mission and focus is business coaching for me takes you through beyond just what you need to do for your business. It's about what you need to do for creating legacy, what you need to do for creating that wealth. And when you get that wealth, how to make sure you keep it and it's not going to everybody else, right?
That's right. You're absolutely correct. Yes. And so there is a group that I belong to on Facebook. And they're always asking for information on a company that has virtual assistants, and they're always looking for these type of services. And so I'm going to post it in that group. It's a really huge group, and they are phenomenal. It's a phenomenal group of women. And so I'm going to be posting the website in the group and let everyone know that, hey, you can go to this website if you need a virtual assistant. And they're always looking for someone to help them because they do what they do, like you said, phenomenal, but they don't have that backup. They don't have that support team in place. And so your service is really, really needed.
Yes. Well, thank you. And I appreciate you sharing the word. And, you know, we always, we take care of everybody that comes through our phone lines, comes through our doors, our site. I truly feel like it is a privilege to be able to help others, you know, in this process.
Okay.
So we take good care of our folks.
Wonderful. I do want to ask one other question when it comes to email management. Now, are you actually helping small business owners to do their email blast? Are they giving you, you know, that list of email, the clients that they have, and then are you managing the email blast? Are you taking care of that on a daily basis or whatever schedule you have it set up? Are you doing that as well?
Absolutely. So that's correct. You know, email campaigns, email list is huge. I would say our largest markets when we talk about digital marketing now is social media and email marketing through email campaigns. And so one of the first things we do have a research analysis specialist with our team, and that's our first thing to figure out what does your target audience in your business need to hear and what voice style do they need to hear it in. And so we pull those details, we create the copy content for email campaigns, graphics curated, and schedule it, and even do conversions to figure out, hey, what's the best optimized time to send these emails out. So there's a lot into the things we do, but absolutely, email campaigns are huge. I think we all experienced last week with lovely Facebook went down on us.
Yes, it did.
Yes. And it was a great opportunity just to remind our clients that information. We don't always want to put our eggs in one basket. So, you know, thankfully for a lot of our clients, Facebook went down, but we kept rolling because we had email campaigns going out. You know, as a matter of fact, my own team, INC, we sent the email campaign informing people what we knew was happening with Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and, you know, the importance of this email list and how you still get information out to people, you know, in the event that we get another breakdown like that.
Yes. Now, Nicole, I do want to let you know I need to take a little bit of break, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk some more about Inc. Management Group, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Sounds good to me.
Thank you. All right, guys, I do have a little bit of music I need to get in. This is David Longoria, and the name of this particular single is Become Billionaire. Once again, it's Bitcoin Billionaire, Bitcoin Billionaire. I want you to take a listen. And his name, once again, is David Longoria. Take a listen.
People told me save your money, that will make you rich. But after saving all that scratch, I still have quite an itch. I don't want to work for my money, money works for me. I look beyond the stocks and bonds, and now I found the key. Gonna be a Bitcoin billionaire. I'll buy myself some fancy clothes to wear. All the girls will say, he's hot. All the guys will wanna be me and have what I got. I'll be the envy everywhere when I'm a Bitcoin billionaire. I don't know how ones and zeros grow to all that dough, but now I'm watching my balance rising. Each now it's gone down. I got in low, so I'm not worried, it will be just fine. Bouncing back, well it's climbing higher, my investment strategy is fire. I'm gonna be a Bitcoin billionaire, I'll buy myself some fancy clothes to wear. All the girls will say, he's hot. All the guys will wanna be me and have what I got. I'll be the envy everywhere when I'm a Bitcoin billionaire. Up some fancy clothes to wear. All the girls will say, he's hot. All the guys will wanna be me and have what I got. I'll be the envy everywhere when I'm a Bitcoin billionaire. I'll be a Bitcoin billionaire. I'll be a Bitcoin billionaire.
All right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Fierce Female Network on iHeartRadio.com. You can want to tell your friends and your families about the Fierce Female Network. Just go ahead and use the keyword on iHeartRadio, the Fierce Female Network. And when the page comes up, please do give a follow. As well, you can follow the Fierce Female Network on Amazon Music. Amazon Music, just use that same keyword. When it comes up, you can follow on Amazon as well. All right, I got another promotion going on. Mr. Camellio. As I told you guys on last week, Camellio just started in the music industry. Just started. And I want you guys to check this out. The name of this tune is Complicated, Complicated. Take a listen to this.
Aging skincare, hashtag skincare for the culture, hashtag skincare for young adults. We get a better chance of moving up in the rankings and more people within your specific audience actually seeing it. I think quite often with social media, we have this component of, okay, you know, I created a post and I'm posting it, but nobody's going to see it unless you drive them to your location. And so that's what hashtags do for you, is help you find people that are outside of your current sphere of influence and bringing them into your location so you have the ability to provide them more influence in the future.
You know what? That is a really huge, that's a huge lesson, because I think that a lot of people, of course, we all use hashtags, but I think a lot of people really don't understand how to use the hashtag and how to bring in more people to find what you're posting about. So that's a really huge lesson, the information that you just gave us. Very valuable.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Hashtags
make
a huge difference. They even aren't, hashtags are most well known throughout Instagram, Twitter components. Facebook is now incorporating a lot of hashtag levels. And believe it or not, even some of our professional networks as LinkedIn are incorporating the hashtag component. So if we liken it to a Google search, hashtags is if you search that specific component for you.
Okay, okay. Well, we've gotten a lot of information. This was really awesome, really wonderful, and that's a huge lesson about hashtags. So you really educated a lot of us when it comes to using the hashtag and not using such a broad hashtag and how to kind of narrow it down just a little bit. And we are just about out of time, Nicole, and I do want you to give some final remarks and information and how to find you online and speaking to the small business owners who are looking for the service. And, of course, once again, I want you guys to know her website. Once again, it's inkmanagementgroup.com. But I do want you to wrap up and give any final remarks that you have for our small business owners that's listening on today.
Of course, of course. Thank you for the chance to join in with you. It's fun, and I look forward to doing this again. And absolutely, for our small business owners out there, the very first thing I would say is don't get discouraged. I know that often you may be at a place, especially for our new small business owners, and your investment level may not be as high as you would like. The main thing I tell people is give us a call. Contact us. Let's schedule a discovery call, because the reality is that what you may need, you may be able to afford. And chances are you never know. So I always tell people, do not get discouraged. Don't stop at the stopping point of looking at our site and saying, oh my gosh, they do all this, or, you know, I'm not sure if I can afford this. Trust me when I say our motto in INC Inc. Management is definitely we grow as you grow. We have built years of success, starting with people from the very beginning, carrying them on. My all-time favorite is a client of mine that's a CPA client. We started with her when she literally had no clients. We started from the very beginning. When she actually started on a package, let me tell you guys, now mind you, this was 11 years ago. She started on a package that was less than $200 a month. This young lady now owns two CPA firms in two locations, has over 32 employees, and still has us on staff as her main VA assisting with operations support, and has grown with us throughout these years to where she is my top paying client and started with us from the beginning. And so that truly is what we take in, that we grow as you grow. We are excited to talk to that person just starting out, or to talk to that person 10 years in. If we can be of help, we want to help you.
Well, there you have it, guys. I am telling you, this is the most valuable interview that we've had all year long. And I am telling you, this is the most valuable thing that you can listen to. All the small business owners that's out there and you're listening in, you need to contact Nicole Cato. You really do. You really need to contact her. And as she said, book a discovery call. You need to do that for your business. Your business, of course, it's our baby. Your business is your baby, and you want your baby to grow up to be healthy and strong. If you are a parent, so you understand that if you have a baby, you want your child to grow up to be healthy and strong, you want the same for your business, because our business right. is our baby, and you want it to grow up to be strong and healthy and to go. And in order to do that, you got to have someone like Miss Nicole in your corner and helping you along. She's going to assist you. She's going to hold your hand. She's going to take you through the process, and believe me, she has the knowledge. She has the equipment, the know-how to get you where you're trying to go. And so she's very valuable. I'm telling you, the knowledge and the wealth of information you have is phenomenal. It really is. It's phenomenal.
Like there's a lot of money and time that went into that wealth of knowledge. So I like to pass it on. Let somebody else save money on that education and let me pass on what I got.
Okay. Well, Ms. Nicole, we are pretty much out of time, and I am looking forward. You guys, listen, I always tell you guys, you know, I don't have anyone on. You know, I always spend time with clients and individuals, so you guys, listen, check me out now here. I am looking forward to my discovery call with Nicole. Now, I am telling you, I believe in what she's doing. I know that she's a polished professional, and I am looking forward to the discovery call. I'm telling you guys, so y'all know me. I'm going to be tooting the horn because Ms. Nicole is going to help me out because I am tagged. You know, mommy is tagged. You know, I do a whole lot of stuff around here, so I'm so happy to meet Nicole. I'm telling you, I'm really serious. I am really, really happy. And Nicole is really a blessing and an answer to my tears, my prayers, because I'm telling you, I'm tagged. I'm pretty tagged. I'm putting that out on the air. So y'all hear me now. Y'all hear that. So listen. So mama need help too. So I'm going to Miss Nicole. You know, I'm going to put it in her lap and let her help me.
Yes, thank you. We're excited to help you too. We're going to get you a little bit of rest there.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. I'm so glad to have you on today. I am out of time, Miss Nicole. I look forward to chatting with you on tomorrow. I really do. I'm excited about that. I'm excited with talking to you about what's going on around the Fierce Being Network. And it's going to be a pleasure to have that conversation.
Yes, likewise. I'm looking forward to it.
And thank you for being on today. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. You too. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. All right, guys, I am out of time. Listen, you guys come back later on today. I do have another special promotion going on with Miss Grace Davis. Grace Davis, you know we are celebrating. She hit number 4 on the iTunes UK chart. Oh, yes, she did. Number 1 was Elton John. Elton John came in at number 1, and Miss Grace Davis came in at number 4. I'm going to wrap up that promotion on tonight with Grace Davis. And you guys, I will see you then. Hello.
You motivate.